Welcome to the Akashic Reading Podcast, presented by AkashicReading.com, the place where you can learn to access your soul's wisdom, or at least stop digging the hole any deeper. I'm your host, Terry Uktana, and today we'll be talking about how Dragonfly provides us a narrative and model for conscious transformation. Most people are familiar with the transformation metaphor of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. This is usually spoken of as something beautiful, pleasant, and positive, which is aspirational, but not always the reality. Whether experienced as a beautiful unfolding, a surprise from which we need to recover, or a dark night of the soul, each of us goes through this transformational something which draws a bright line between then and now. Often, it's many somethings, like bowls of various sizes which nest together neatly so we can store them. More common, but less well known, are snake transformations. We don't change into something completely different from what we were. Instead, we hit the end of a phase of development, complete a lesson, find out what we're doing has run its course, or outgrow a situation, and so shrug out of the old life to find ourselves essentially the same as we were before, but stronger, wiser, and more capable. Snakes grow a new skin underneath the old, and once the old is too tight or worn out, they bang their nose against something sharp, no hands, feet, or opposable thumbs, remember, until it starts tearing off. They then scrape at it repeatedly, with determination, until they can slide out. Afterwards, they take a couple of hours to rest and get acquainted with their new self, before they move off into the world again. Then there's a third type of transformation, which most people don't consider at all, one which is consciously chosen, and it's exemplified by Dragonfly. When Dragonfly hatches from its egg, laid in water, it's not in any way a flying creature. Instead, it's called a nymph, which is ironic as it's fairly ugly to anyone other than entomologists. It lives in relatively still water like ponds or lakes, and like wolves or eagles, it's a carnivore. It hunts other bugs, which helps balance populations and sustain a healthy ecosystem. While we're taught to think caterpillars are basically butterflies in waiting, or the caterpillar stage is something less than the glories of the final outing of wings, something caterpillars might argue about, nymphs live an entire life of their own, without any knowledge or care of what's to come. Like snake, they go through multiple molts where they outgrow their carapace and then shed it off, up to 12 times. In temperate climates, they can live up to 4 years as nymphs, creating an entire lifetime of experiences and influence within the biome. Then one day, they make a choice. They climb out on a plant stem and split open. Their exoskeleton splits in all the weak places and they unfold their new form. Two sets of wings, multifaceted eyes, and the ability to refract light. Unlike butterflies who are ready to move forward after a couple of hours of sun and rest, dragonflies can take up to a month to fully mature into their new form. While they can fly relatively quickly, their sex organs and ability to reproduce, to interconnect with others, takes quite a bit longer. Once transformed into a creature of air, they don't walk away from their old life. Instead, they remain linked to water, just in a new way. They're territorial like many other predators, and so manage and enforce clear boundaries. Unlike butterflies who interact with and are subject to the vagaries of air, dragonfly is master of the elements. They can fly in all directions, including backwards and sideways. With their compound eyes, they can see amazing amounts of their surroundings, as well as take things in from multiple perspectives at once. They can also hover over things indefinitely, choosing when to act and how to maximize their success. When people come into contact with dragonfly, what they notice most is the color. Depending on the variety, they can be any of a number of colors. But instead of being a flat tone like something painted, their colors seem to have depth, like jewels. This is in part because they don't actually have color at all. Their exoskeletons refract light like leaded crystal or rainbows. The color we see is actually light interacting with them in continuing interconnection. Dragonfly can be thought of as the eagle of the insect world. It's a reminder to look up from the daily grind, to remember change is not only possible, but necessary, and we don't have to be only or any one thing. Dragonfly is directly connected to water, to the emotions. It's fully immersed in its early life, then transforms those experiences into wisdom, which can be used to guide it through its second phase. Dragonfly is a living example that being fully committed to one path, one way of being, is absolutely not a negation of any other path. In fact, being committed allows you to develop and fully explore all you can be, which makes it possible for you to excel at the next thing you choose to do. Dragonfly in its flighted form is associated with magic because of its fantastic jeweled colors and its hummingbird speed of movement, which happens at something akin to our eye or notice level. It, like dragon, is a being which teaches about the liminal space between the mundane known and what is beyond it. Just as dragon is thought to have taught the Cherokee people about the pipe and how to live in right relationship with what is beyond the natural world, so dragonfly prompts us to choose to see past all the words and illusions into what actually exists. The key to a dragonfly transformation is choice. Unlike butterfly, transformation isn't a surprise to the nymph. It doesn't build an amazing new home, crawl in, and then suddenly dissolve into a goo. The nymph chooses when it will crawl out of the water. It is conscious when it makes the change from one state to the other. It retains awareness and connection with all it has been, even as it's moving into a completely new life. This is akin to what is commonly called a shaman sickness or a calling. For some people, there comes a point on their spiritual path where they've learned and become so much, developed so fully, the next step is to move into being a medicine elder. This doesn't mean a change in mental perspective or the taking on of some new practice, but instead is the change from being a student to being a fully participatory practitioner. The easiest way to think of this is someone who has been taking dance class for 20 years coming to the realization they've reached the point where moving forward means becoming a performing dancer. There is always something more to learn, but remaining purely a student means becoming stagnant. Moving forward is crossing the threshold into a new way of being, and this will change not only what they do, but how they are with themselves in all other aspects of their life. Or you can think of the path of a medical student. They first move from taking classes to being in residency, where they're acting as a doctor, but being monitored. Then at some point, they must choose, assuming they've passed all their exams and certifications, to move from being a resident to a doctor. This is not a change in name only. It's an entire new phase of life with a new identity, responsibilities, necessities, and perspectives. For those who receive a calling, regardless of spirituality or background, there's a choice point. It's the moment when the universe reaches out and asks if we're ready to transform like Dragonfly. All the prep work is done. Everything we've needed to do and be, we've accomplished. But we have free will. And to go through this transformation, we must consciously agree. It's not something which will just happen to us. We make it happen when it's time. If we say yes, then the process begins. If no, then we're able to go on as we've been. The opportunity will swing back around again and again, as there's no changing the physics of things. We're ready, and so we'll bump into this liminal choice throughout our life until we make it, or we live past it and out the other side of embodied life into the Akashics once again. Dragonfly doesn't overthink things, pre-plan how their new phase of life will go or worry about success or failure. It also doesn't wait for the timing to be perfect or for some outside force to point it in the right direction. Dragonfly energy is part of the matrix which does the pointing. Part of the transformation is an acknowledgement that it's ready to take on its role, not as teacher or healer, but like the oracle in the matrix, as a means to awaken others to their own true selves. This type of transformation, like those of snake and butterfly, are not about achieving some specific purpose or goal, but to become. So while dragonfly transformations can seem to be about some specific outcome, goal, achievement, or objective, it's about being them rather than succeeding at them. Medicine elders don't just ply a trade and then go home at night. Like old school doctors who made house calls, they are what they do. They're a living exemplar of what they have learned and promote. They do what they say and say what they do, all of which is often an unconscious challenge for others to do the same. Dragonfly transformations, while encompassing the entirety of the person inside and out, spiritual, personal, emotional, physical, needn't be about moving into a life which is highly public or spiritual in nature. It doesn't mean becoming a rabbi or a Buddhist monk or Oprah. It can be about switching careers, taking on a degree, changing countries, giving up family and social expectations, getting political or dropping out of politics, taking on a cause or giving up and living off the grid, and so much more. Whatever it is, the one thing it won't be is a surprise which sneaks up from behind. Think of this like Luke going into the tree to meet himself in The Empire Strikes Back. The tree didn't just show up. It wasn't like he was out shopping and was suddenly called to investigate some spooky something over there. Luke had been in training, and all the training had led him to be ready for this experience. And Yoda, i.e. the universe, brought him to the right place and then pointed out the obvious. You can choose to go in or not. It's up to you. He chose, and then when he came out, he chose again, deciding what he was going to do about it. Because this was a movie and needed to keep things dramatic and exciting, instead of taking the dragonfly month to get acclimated and mature, the way Yoda was consistently advising him, he ran off in reaction to things. But that's a different story for another time. So, if you've been feeling it's time to make a change for a while, but you're waiting for exactly the right time, don't. Make the right time happen. Know what you know. Take charge of your situation, climb out on that stem, and let the new you out. And that's all the time we have this week. If you're interested in knowing more, check out my website, akashicreading.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please consider supporting it by subscribing on Patreon. You can see all my other offerings and get regular updates about what I'm working on at patreon.com/TerryUchtena. Thanks. Bye.